Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a kind of a frightening headline was out there saying the CDC has found that a bacteria that causes a very deadly disease that usually isn't endemic to America has been found in America and may be endemic to America. And that made people a little bit nervous. And the CDC alerted us healthcare providers that we need to be on the lookout because some people might present with melioidosis. And melioidosis we spoke about before. Remember there was some aromatherapy and it had this bacteria and the bacteria could cause the illness? Well, the CDC has been investigating a couple cases, each independent of each other, and they found the bacteria that causes it, the B. pseudomallei, was identified in environmental sampling of soil and water in the Gulf Coast region of southern Mississippi. Why this is significant is we usually don't see this bacteria there. People who usually get this illness, you know, either traveled to Southeast Asia or, you know, or Central or South America, but, you know, the kind of the tropical, subtropical climates. But as things are changing here, you know, with weather and, you know, they found that actually this bacteria, this Burkholderia pseudomallei, can actually grow here. They don't know how long it's been. They believe it's been here at least since 2020. Don't know how widespread it is, but they're going to study it. So the Health Alert Network, Health Advisory, alerts clinicians and public health officials throughout the country to consider melioidosis in patients whose clinical presentation is compatible with signs and symptoms of the disease. So basically what happens, there were a couple patients, both had no recent travel outside the U.S., so that means they were here, and they were diagnosed with the condition 2 years apart, one in July 2020 and the other in May in 2022. They genomic sequence data, and it revealed that they both had the same strain from the Western Hemisphere. They both got sepsis due to pneumonia, because they got pneumonia and that went to the blood. And when they did cultures of the bacteria, it turned a positive for this bacteria. They recovered, they're alive, but they survived it. But then when Mississippi State Department of Health and CDC went and collected environmental samples from their properties, water, plant matter, soil, looked at their household products, three of the samples taken from their soil and water tested positive. And the environmental samples from both patients seemed similar, were distinct from previous known isolates, but they were similar, obviously, to each other. So something like this is not usually, when we have non-American illnesses starting to show up in America and not from travel, it does start to make us a little nervous, you know, just like with, you know, Ebola. Ebola, we usually don't see here. Ebola, it's you know, sadly affects, you know, West African countries, and it isn't endemic here. We were worried about travel, and that's why they were checking people's temperatures and warning people not to travel, and there were bans and things like that that started to be instituted. But for the most part, you know, we can still control it. If there's a case, have them isolate and all that. But once you have something that can easily spread and be around here, like we saw with COVID, then it can go widespread. That's why we really couldn't, you know, We tried to consider travel bans when we were just learning about this, but because it was already in America, and I think people in the fall of 2019 were already dealing with COVID, and we didn't know about it, it was already here. So, according to the CDC, both patients were hospitalized with sepsis, they recovered, and they took these samples. The CDC gets an average of 12 reports of this melioidosis cases a year, but most of these patients are exposed from other countries to which they traveled. So now they think it's here. So it's usually common in Southeast Asia and Australia, rare in the U.S., but it's lethal. The lethality ranges from 10 to 50%, and it could kill somebody within 48 hours of exposure. You get it if you eat contaminated food, become exposed to infected soil or dust by an open wound, or inhale droplets that have the bacteria on the dust or in the water. Symptoms include fever, chest pain, cough, weight loss, weakness, nausea, vomiting, and muscle aches. Severe cases can include osteomyelitis, infection of the bones, meningoencephalitis, infection of the meninges and the brain, or the lining of the brain and spinal cord, brain abscess, hepatic abscess, septic shock, seizures, pneumonia, death. When we do a liver CT, there's a honeycomb sign of the liver abscess, and it's characteristic of it because there's a lot of locules and separated cavities. Or the abscess could look like a necklace. We call it the necklace sign, where, you know, it looks like a string of pearls. So it's not a disease you want. We gotta diagnose it as soon as possible. Culture, CDC gets involved. You might be on long-term antibiotic therapy, IV initially. And we can remove it from the soil. According to the CDC, once established, public efforts could, you know, remove this. It is a notifiable disease, so if, you know, a doctor sees it or whatever. But we're medical providers, I think, aren't really aware of a lot of these other illnesses from other countries, and we just need to be. Whether it's migrants bringing it in, whether it's, you know, climate change, whether it's who knows, whatever, you know, whatever we thought that, oh, that never comes here, or we're not going to get that, we do have to be prepared. And we do have to have that level of suspicion. I mean, look at what happened with our very first Ebola case in America. It was somebody who traveled from West Africa and was diagnosed with, like, stomach bug or flu, sent home. He had Ebola, he spread it, or others were exposed. Nurse was exposed, then he comes back and he dies. I think it was Thomas Duncan in Dallas. So, you know, I think all of us need to kind of be prepared that there's some weird things that could sadly, you know, come our way and affect us. 1-877, Dr. Ali. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I live in Las Vegas, and in Las Vegas we have some fantastic shows. And we're also very, very famous for these drag shows that Riviera had. Oh, my gosh, I want to give credit where credit is due because it's, oh, my gosh, hold on a second. How do I, it's been closed now, but let me see. And I know the person who does it, Frank Marino. Frank Marino has been doing a drag show for years, and, you know, the music is great, and, you know, they make it a lot of fun and all that. But there's been a lot of controversy that I don't believe many of the drag entertainers ever wanted or want to be a part of. But some venues have taken some of the entertainment and extended it to children. Now, children don't usually go to these shows. They don't. It's adults only. So when you go to Frank Marino's Divas Does Vegas or whatever, it's a lot of good music, because basically what it is it's not people running around stripping or things like that. You have Adele. You have Lady Gaga. You'll have Cher. So these women, these men that are dressed as women, they perform as entertainers that you wouldn't necessarily get to see. They look very much alike. It's amazing. I mean, they look more feminine than I could ever. And their voices are incredible. And so it's about their music. It's about them being able to sing. It's about them being able to sound. Like Frank Marino could do Joan Rivers. The voice is amazing. So we have a lot of Danny Gans before he passed away. His show was fantastic. He didn't do drag, but he could do comedy and impersonate in everybody else's voices. They're impersonators. And so if you want to, you know, hear Cher music, let's say, or Dolly Parton music or whatever, and these impersonators can do it, and trust me, and for Vegas quality, you need to have that voice spot on. So knowing drag performers and things like that, I really, really respect, you know, the profession of what they do. But you have some places where you're like, what are they, what's going on here? So apparently the R House restaurant in Wynwood, Miami, is now the target of a state complaint filed by Governor Ron DeSantis. The state alleges that the restaurant's drag show exposes minors to sexually explicit conduct. At the center of the controversy are videos and images of children at the drag shows. The DeSantis administration filed a state complaint against the R House on Tuesday, saying the weekend drag show brunches expose minors to sexually explicit drag shows. Having kids involved in this is wrong. That is not consistent with the law and policy in the state of Florida, and it's a disturbing trend in our society to try to sexualize these young people. So it's one thing having a, you know, beautiful drag queen reading a book. It's another thing for them to be dancing around with, I think, money in their panties. And that's what we're told is being done. And anything like this is not supposed to happen in a venue that allows kids under 21. So the Department of Business and Professional Regulation started an investigation. Our House has 21 days to respond. It could lose its liquor license if judged to be in violation of local laws and codes. That could put the Our House out of business. Some mothers told CBS4 they don't agree with the move. They said, if the mother is permitting to see the show, I think it's very good because of diversity. That's according to Maria Hernandez. She says, I think it's up to the parent. I don't think it's up to the governor to tell people how to parent their children. So I'm mixed because I live in an area where if it has adult content, then there's age limits. And if there is a Chuck E. Cheese or a, you know, Sesame Street store or whatever, there's going to be age appropriate content. Where the controversy now lies is, you know, drag queens, those with, I guess, money in their bikini panties or whatever, is that not age appropriate? That's where the debate is. And Florida is really grappling with a lot of bad publicity when they asked that sex ed starts after third grade. And now they've been accused of don't say gay. Even though the bill doesn't say anything about that, it just doesn't want sex ed taught under third grade. I personally think it should be a middle school thing. I think, you know, kids could learn about embryology and they could learn about reproduction and they could learn about, but in terms of, they're not talking about how egg and sperm meet and things like that. They're talking about sexuality. They're talking about identity, orientation. Well, that is not something that I think the average second grader can grapple with. I don't even think the average second grader could really understand menstruation. A second grader would be scared to death. You tell a bunch of 7-year-old girls that they're going to be bleeding every month out of their lilies, they're going to freak out and say, sign me up to be a boy. I remember my mom, you know, being very cautious about telling me what I'm going to face in puberty. If I knew that I was going to have breast pain, pimples, body odor, I never want to do puberty. Yeah, I'd want puberty blockers. So there's the controversy lies is not that, you know, should people be drag queens. I honestly, the ones I know are the most amazing people, and they're very gifted entertainers, talent. It's, you know, the question is what do kids need to be exposed to? And in the defense of diversity, Sesame Street shows diversity. They don't necessarily have to sexualize it. Diversity doesn't necessarily mean you have to discuss sex. Yes, there is a lot of diversity in sex. A lot of diversity. There are individuals that like sex through the vagina, others through the anus. Those are, but is that necessary for a second grader to know? Or a first grader to know? So, you know, I'm not exactly sure. I saw one video, and I don't know if this was the same restaurant, where there was a little kid, and the drag queen was half naked, dancing. That it's, a brunch drag show is a nice concept for those that want to watch that, but I just don't think it's a kid venue. Now, the argument of parents being, you know, in control of what their kids see. You know, with my kids, I didn't really have them watch Game of Thrones, you know, and things like that originally. And there were, you know, in fact, with little Nemo, Finding Nemo, I would cut off the first chapter because that's when the mom died. So I would start it with, hello, wake up, you know, with the dad's waking up Nemo. Because I just didn't want them to have to see that darkness, because all these Disney movies have somebody die, some parent die, or some parent dead in them. And then I was going to eventually go, you know, because like, huh, look at these are outtakes. I go, well, they're not outtakes. That's really the story. I just cut off the first, chapter when you were, you know, five or six. But and I have let my kids watch Deadpool. I've let them watch Ted. And, you know, even when it wasn't age appropriate for them. But because I could have conversations with them and all that. But I, you know, when it's a brunch and it's, if some parents want to talk to their kids about it, they can. I talked to my kids about it when they were 7 and 4 because they were joking about it after a sleepover. Kids were apparently, you know, one kid was telling them what their older brother taught them. So they were all giggling about what that was. So I'm like, well, you know, teach me. What is it? You know, what, and, you know, their explanation was hilarious. I told you guys about that story. And so we talked about it then, and my kids were 7 and 4. So you could have conversations with your kids whenever, you know, you think they, you know, need to be spoken to about, especially if they have false conceptions about it, etc. But in terms of venues, and like I said, you could have a drag show that is very clean, very beautiful, very talented. It doesn't necessarily have to include sex. So we'll see what happens with that. But, you know, Florida definitely is, you know, kind of, you know, well, they're dealing with a lot. And I, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I think we have a very sexualized, society already with the ads and, you know, I've had parents complain, you know, and it's not just Vegas because, you know, Vegas, now it's everywhere. They're like, you know, when can they pick up a magazine and not see boobies? Where can they pick, you know, when can they put something on TV? You know, Game of Thrones was a fantastic series, but the first episode, there's at least 5 or 6 rated X scenes. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market tickets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Although it was a second straight quarter of negative economic growth, President Biden is rejecting the notion that the United States is in a recession. Instead, the president is pivoting toward the Senate's new Inflation Reduction Act, which he says without proof will help everyday Americans out.
It's a bill that will cut your cost of living and reduce inflation and it lowers the deficit. It strengthens our economy in the long run as well.
Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is blaming Democrats for the state of the economy and rising inflation. The man accused of attacking New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin is expected to appear in federal court in Rochester later today. He faces up to 10 years in prison. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. So when you were a kid and you would get on your mom's nerves, right? She's trying to cook dinner. She's trying to get your meal. I don't want this. I don't want this. Well, actually, we didn't do that as kids. I didn't do that as kids. When my mom said time to eat, I'm like, yes, ma'am. If I had all back talked, I'd lose a tooth. I got smacked upside the face, upside the head. So when my mom cooked, or whatever she made, sandwich, you ate it. If not, you didn't eat. I was a skinny kid because I didn't like her cooking, and I didn't like what she fed. But I didn't have the guts to backtalk her, and so I just didn't eat. My kids, though, was different. Mom, what are you doing? What are you making? Food. What kind of food? Healthy food. I want healthy food. Okay, well, it has cheese on it. Cheese? What kind of cheese? I don't know. Swiss, cheddar. I want American cheese. I want orange cheese. Cheddar's orange. No, the different orange cheese. I'm like, I'm going to whoop your butts. Get out of here. I don't know if I watch it. Can we have McDonald's and go, that's it, we're done. Kitchen's closed. We're done. And that would actually, that would work. See, I didn't have to hit my kids like I was growing up because all I had to do was say, we're done. I'm not doing it. That's it. Get back in the car. We're done with the grocery store. We're done. Put everything back. No, we're just not eating dinner tonight. That's it. You guys could have fruit. You could have cereal. That's fine. I'm done. Oh, okay. That's okay. Sorry, Mommy. Sorry, Mom. We'll behave. And that would work. It would work until they're like, you know, giggling about it. And then I'm literally leaving the store. Or I'm literally closing up and, you know, jumping in the pool for a swim or whatever. Well, I'm done. I'm not cooking anymore. Well, a Michigan restaurant closed its kitchen because of something similar. The tourists were so cocky and rude to staff that a Michigan restaurant said, we're done. They closed its kitchen early during a festival because tourists were rude to staff. According to the manager, Charlevoix, a town around 250 miles north of Detroit, has hosted a Venetian festival for 100 years. Music, sports, parade. When the tourists come on the town for the weekend, the locals call them fudgies. Not sure why, quote unquote, it's according to MSN, and said they're arrogant and cocky. That's according to Lara Moore, the general manager of East Park Tavern. After speaking with her staff, Moore shut the kitchen an hour early. Well, they didn't close the restaurant for good, but a little bit early. And that was on a Saturday, which means they gave up money. They gave up money. Due to the mistreatment of our servers, our kitchen is closed. She wrote the sign, stuck it on the host's desk, and that was it. Now, good for them. I mean, and like I said, you know, most management, you know, they look at the bottom line. They look at profits. You have all, you know, they, but that is probably one of the smarter managers or the smarter things I've seen with management. Because if they lose staff, they can't be open. And that manager needed to show staff that they had their back. And if staff is being mistreated, you know, I told my staff, if ever there was a patient, you know, or with our salons, a client that is rude, come, you never have to serve them, never have to. Now, we would have patients coming in when I had my office, and they would be rude, and I would say just, you know, smile and say, one moment, please, and get me. Or my husband, Dr. Corey Wax, if he was there. And then I'd come up, and I'd be like, what's going on? It's amazing how they change your tone. When the doctor comes up, and can I help you? Oh, well, why do I have a copay? I'm like, well, I'm seeing patients. Contact your insurance. We don't, you know, I'm here to see you as a patient. But if you have an issue with your insurance, talk to them. All right. Do you still want to be seen today or not? And boy, do they back down. But to staff, they'll be rude. And I just didn't want my staff treated like that. I told you one of my patients, new for a long time, Israeli. And I know Israelis. I love Israelis. I have family that's, you know, from Israel. So, does she take it too long? Dalia, take it too long. What's going on? Who there? What's going on? So the staff's like, oh my gosh, the patient's yelling. And I go, patient yelling? What's going on? Who is it? You know, and they told me, it's like, oh, please. So I go, come on, what's going on? You take too long. I go, take too long? I'm actually on time. Yeah, but you take too long. Will you sit down? Why are you standing? If you sit down, it won't look like I'm taking too long. And you see, it's going to take longer now because I have to stop with the patient to talk to you. Well, hurry up, okay? I'll hurry up when I hurry up. Yeah, and I don't mind talking to my patients like that. And then they come and they apologize and they, but I would always intervene because there is no way my staff should ever deal with that. Patients would hit on my staff. You'd creep them out. Like, what the hell are you doing? This isn't a bordello. What are you doing? We have to take care of you. Do you want me to fire your bet? No, I won't do it. Come on. Go to Olympic Gardens, but don't go. You're not going to get that here. So, you know, these companies lately have been really dealing with customers that are upset. And it all started, I told you, with the masks and the mandates. And then the lack of, you know, you have to sit outside. You can't be indoors. You know, I was in California. It was really, really hot. And the state wouldn't allow indoor dining. So we had to sit outside in the heat. And it was hot. It was a bad one. And we're like, you know what? Let's just sit in our cars, maybe go through a drive-through. It just wasn't worth it. It was just so hot. And it's not the staff's fault. It's the governor or the public officials or... So, you know, when we had, or, you know, we have our salons, and when we had to do the mask mandate, patients were ticked. And I'm like, look, guys, I want you guys safe. You know, your safety comes first, but put the sign up, you know, say this is what the governor wants. You know, we don't have any choice in the matter. We wish we did, but we don't. And the governor, you know, we'll get closed down. The business, they will close us down, take away our license if we have anybody in here without a mask. It was so scary. It was scary for employers, scary for employees, scary for patients. It was ridiculous. Or for customers, it was ridiculous. So service is also slower. Yeah, I told you I was at a restaurant with some friends, and it was kind of right after things opened up, and my husband had asked for some water, and, you know, he hadn't gotten it, and it was already about 15 minutes. And he starts kind of getting grumpy, and he starts to, you know, because he probably thinks that he's being disrespected. And I'm like, immediately, I know that he's starting to get grumpy, and I'm like, they're understaffed. And I'm like, look at that. There's only four people for the whole floor, because I waited table, so I know how many staff you need. But they are really understaffed. And immediately he calmed down. And I was like, man, thank you. We know, you know, and I wish we could help you. But you know, people don't realize that if service is slow, it's not because somebody is, you know, disrespecting them or being mean. It's because they're trying to do the best they can. And by the way, even if somebody is slow, even if somebody does get to you slower, you don't yell. You don't be rude. You act like a normal human being. So anyway, East Park Tavern, not the only one that has rude, impatient, rowdy customers. Some customers even violent. I mean, when I was an ER doc, how many patients tried to grab at me? It's ridiculous. So, Charlevoix, I've never been, but I heard it's amazing. More than 100,000 people travel there each year during the 8-day festival. Some of the staff are working 11-hour shifts. It's you know, so if you have an employer that does that, good, you know. Sadly, some of the restaurant servers ended up in the emergency room, we're being told, on Saturday night because her insulin pump fell out while she was working. Wow, another one broke down crying. Man, you can't work it, you know, you can't keep that up. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Joey asked, Doc, can you clarify why Nancy Pelosi has to go to Taiwan? Yeah, I can't. Thank you for asking, but I'll give it a try. I don't know. I thought that same thing. There's all this debate. In fact, I think we got threatened by China today for Nancy Pelosi going to Taiwan. I don't know what she would effectively do over there. Is it more of a photo op? I don't know. From what I understand, because she is such a high-ranking member in the Biden administration, it would be for a show of support to Taiwan. She would be the highest-ranking U.S. politician, I guess, to visit Taiwan. I looked it up since 1997. And she's been a staunch critic of China. So that's why China's probably grumpy about that. She's been in Congress for over three decades. And Taiwan needs bipartisan support of Congress. Pelosi said last week it was important for us to show support of Taiwan. Meanwhile, China has not wanted America to be so buddy-buddy with Taiwan because they want to be unobstructed to retake it. According to AP News, China claims Taiwan as its own territory, or claims Taiwan as its own territory to be annexed by force if necessary, and its military buildup in recent years has largely been towards that mission. Beijing objects to all official contact between Taipei and Washington and routinely threatens retaliation. China launched military exercises and fired missiles into waters near Taiwan in response to a 1995 visit to the U.S. by Taiwan's then-president Lee Teng-hui. But its military capabilities have advanced massively since then. So, didn't China say they were going to shoot down her plane? So, today, Biden, first day officially back since COVID, even though he was technically working throughout COVID, had, from what we understand, a two-hour call with Xi Jinping. And from what we understand, he was threatened, and China said, play with fire, and you will get burned. As I said, I've been really watching closely what's been going on with Putin and Ukraine and China. We all thought that China was going to move forward when Biden came into office, and China was going to be the first one to make a move and possibly start World War III. But Putin beat China to the punch because China had to deal with the Olympics and all that. So China's president, Xi Jinping, has warned Joe Biden that those who play with fire will get burned. This was a two-hour call, we're told, Thursday morning, amid rising tensions over Taiwan. It's the fifth call both world leaders have had. And Biden wanted to, simmer tensions of Pelosi going there. And then, of course, they released an image making it look like he's working. And he said, today I spoke with President Xi Jinping of the People's Republic of China as part of our efforts to deepen lines of communication, responsibly manage our differences, and address issues of mutual interest. But Chinese state media released some experts showing a different side. He said, hope the U.S. side can see this clearly. Those who play with fire will only get burnt. So the leader of the People's Republic of China says he firmly opposes Taiwan's independence and the interference of external forces. Biden has expressed the U.S. stance on the issue has not changed. So, I see this as, I see a lot of people in Congress want to get out to Ukraine, want to get their photos. They want to look like, especially with re-elections or anything else, they want to look like they're doing something. And I'm not saying Nancy going there is just for political credit, but it seems to me that if the taxpayer is going to pay for you to have a trip and pay for you to, you can kill two birds with one stone. You could say you were there. You could get your pictures in. You could, say you made history. And it's a little nerve-wracking. And so I was kind of shocked that this came out. But I understand this, all eyes have been on Putin and everything going on, with that and the camps that we had heard were in existence and that China has been kind of, not in the news as much. And so it's something that, I don't really think Pelosi has to do. The problem is, because again, what's she going to do? How effective? All it's going to do is anger China. But on the flip side, the fact that China doesn't want her to do it, now she can't back down. If she backs down, then it looks like China has that control. And America is supposed to look fierce. America is not supposed to look like we bow to aggression, or terrorists or entities that want to scare us. So when I heard that Pelosi wants to go to Taiwan, I'm like, why is she bringing this up now? So I've been a critic of it, not because I don't want her to go. It's because, was this really necessary right now? Does her going there really, really help? Because now we're in a position where if she goes, it ticks off China. If she doesn't go, we look weak. Again, gets her back in the news. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a cable company has been ordered to pay $7 billion to a family of a Texas woman who was murdered by a repairman because they didn't vet the person. Understandable. Texas jury has ordered Charter Communications to pay $7 billion in punitive damages to the family of 83-year-old grandmother robbed and murdered by a cable repairman who arrived in the company's van a while off the clock. Charter owned Spectrum and was deemed responsible last month for $335 million in compensatory damages for the December 2019 murder of Betty Jo McLean Thomas. They say negligence cases like this rarely go to trial, you know, without the company admitting wrongdoing. But even if consumers were assaulted or raped or murdered. So this is, I guess, a big turn of things, and I believe they should be responsible to a degree. So in a written statement this week from Charter spokesman Rich Ruggieri, the company said it would appeal the verdict. They said the law in Texas and the facts presented at the trial clearly show this crime was not foreseeable, and the plaintiff's claim of wrongdoing by Charter are categorically false. Roy James Holden pleaded guilty to Thomas's murder, was sentenced to life in prison. Thomas' attorney said Holden had lied about his past jobs, and Charter hadn't verified his employment. Had the company done so and discovered the lie, he would have been disqualified from being hired. It's a good point. At Charter, court records show Holden had racked up disciplinary actions and taken pictures of driver's licenses and credit cards at the homes of two elderly female customers. He asked his operations manager for money, requested mental health intervention through their employee assistance program, but he was continued to be sent on field calls. Holden was scheduled to work at her house, Thomas's house, on December 11th, 2019 at 1 p.m., according to the incident. Court for Thomas's family, he returned, though, the next day and murdered her. And this is really frightening because I remember years ago, I forget what happened, but there was this hesitancy of letting people come into the house because they would scope it out. And so they would come into the house, they would do a job, and then because they were able to scope it out, then they could come back or they could send somebody and come back, etc. But I think a lot of that started to go away because the primary suspect would be whoever was in your house the day before or a week before, or, you know. But this person obviously had mental illness, and it blows my mind that you know, he was able to get into the house, see that she lived alone, see that, you know, she was vulnerable, and then, you know, so how much is the employer negligent? A good amount. But we'll talk about it later. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.